Good morning, Kesu.
Good morning. This is Kelsey.
Kelsey Ballerini. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, Tony is very, very excited to talk to you.
You are.
He is a huge fan, Kelsey.
I was trying to play it cool, but Kelsey, I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the Female Vocalist of the Year nomination from the CMA.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I still can't believe it happened. I grew up watching the CMAs and going and sitting in the nosebleeds as a fan. So to, like, be able to even just go put on a dress and sit with the cool kids this year, let alone be nominated, is really cool.
Sit with the cool kids.
Now, I think you just told Rolling Stone magazine you called it the best day of your life. Kind of break down, how'd that day look for you when you found out?
It was just awesome. You know, I got to do it with Steven Tyler, which was just, I mean, he's such a legend, and he was so kind to me. And that in itself was awesome. And then I got to read off a bunch of my friends' names, and just getting to give them good news made me so happy. And then I got two nominations, and I did not expect that in the least. So I just had a lot to celebrate.
And, of course, we'll be celebrating at Hard Rock Anthem coming up on Friday.
Yes.
And it's going to be a fantastic show. You're teamed with Michael Ray for that gig. Kelsey Ballerini, what a great start. Now, I've heard rumors, and if you can back this up or deny it, was your dad involved with country radio at all?
So he was a sales manager at a station in Knoxville for, like, 4 years when I was younger.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, I've read, like, a bunch of articles where it's like, her dad is a program director. That's totally not it. But, he like, knows how it works, I guess.
Did he have conversations with you and give you any life advice from dad?
Well, I mean, he definitely has that perspective, but he totally let me figure it out. And I think he gets more excited just because he was involved in radio for so long that he still calls me every time he hears any of my songs on the radio.
Oh, that's so cool. That's very cool.
Like, heard Love Me Today. I'm like, thanks, Dad.
We're joined on the phone this morning by Kelsey Ballerini. She was just nominated for Female Vocalist of the Year with the CMAs. And now, recently, you teamed up and you supported your friend Carrie Underwood with her new workout line. How was that experience with Fashion Week?
Okay, so I'm such a girly girl. Like, it's painful how girly I am. And it was, like, I remember, like, going and, like, playing dress-up and stuff when I was little, and it was my first Fashion Week that I got to be a part of. So, you know, to be able to see a familiar face like Carrie and see her new workout line and just kind of represent country and women with her was really cool.
Now, do you know what you're wearing in concert at Hard Rock coming up this Friday?
I don't yet, but hopefully something cute.
Okay.
Yeah, he's hoping for that, too. If you've got a pair of thigh-high boots, he does adore those.
Well, I figured, because Carrie Underwood wears those a lot, so I don't know if she shared that love of thigh-high boots with you.
Of course I do.
Of course she does.
And are they still the hot trend? Because I see less of them now than I did probably a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, I know. I don't know why.
Just something to ponder.
Now, there's a question nobody else has ever asked her.
Probably not. All right.
He's such a guy, isn't
he? I know, yeah.
I know.
Kelsey Ballerini, Michael Ray coming up Friday at Anthem Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. So happy to see you, and looking forward to the show coming up at Anthem.
Yay, it's going to be awesome. Thank you, guys.